This is the most important point about feeling pulses. Always, always, always assess the height, that's the strength that you feel, and the width, that's how long the pulse lasts for, the duration of the pulse. This is what I like to call the pulse profile, the height and the width together. And this will allow you to estimate the pulse volume, which mirrors the stroke volume coming out of the heart. Take the pulse and check whether the pulse is regular or irregular, or regularly irregular or irregularly irregular. Are there early or late ones or irregular gaps? Things that would suggest arrhythmias. You can get good enough to feel the pulse profile in cats, but I'll tell you, it takes a lot of practice.